If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have to see what they decide to do about Texas, but I think that the President of the United States encouraging Texas being willing to do this, should be an indicator to the rest of us that that if they're going to cheat, that's not a proper way to act, we're all going to have to band together to try to address that, at least to try to stop them by letting them know that if we were doing what they were doing, that in fact, we would counterbalance, indeed take control.
Well, if only every state could be like Illinois and be as fair as Illinois. Steve Cortez, Fox News contributor, former Trump campaign operative, is here to talk about that topic. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Hey, Ryan, I'm great. Thank you for having me. And just by chance, I'm coming to your town tomorrow. I don't get to St. Louis that often, but I'm coming in for a wedding this weekend at St. Louis the King Basilica, so I'm excited to be there. Thanks for having me on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. How coincidental. We didn't even know. So
yeah,
that's great. So let's talk about redistricting. I mean, this is one state we're standing in right now, Missouri. We live in Illinois. Brad and I and Annie live in Illinois, where they've already drawn the map about as partisan as you can.
Right.
But now other states are getting in on the act, like maybe Texas. Tell us what's going on with Texas.
Yeah, this is important. And by the way, I've lived in Illinois almost all my life. I finally fled because the crazies drove me out in 2020 from Chicago, which, you know, really went insane during the lockdowns and the riots and all that. So I know Illinois politics super well, still pay a ton of attention, even though I live in Tennessee now. And look, the Illinois map, which I've been posting on social media and a lot of other folks have, is an absurdity. OK, so the idea that Pritzker thinks we can do what you're doing, Texas. No, you already did it, Illinois. There is no more to be squeezed, no more juice to be squeezed out of that putrid, spoiled orange or lemon, okay? You drew as partisan a map, as ridiculous a map as you possibly could. And the primary district, by the way, the worst of all, I think, is right next to St. Louis, is the 13th Congressional District in Illinois. And what they did is, because all of downstate Illinois, probably most of your audience knows, all your audience knows, almost all of downstate Illinois basically is red. So to try to get one blue district out of there, what do? They drew this skinny little district that looks almost like a serpent, okay? And it stretches at the top. You know, what would be the mouth of the serpent is University of Illinois. So, you know, liberal campus area at U of I, like most big university towns, a lot of liberal professors and that sort of thing. So that's a blue dot on this, you know, red prairie of Illinois. It then stretches down and frankly disenfranchises a whole lot of salt of the earth rural Americans who live in central and southern Illinois, and then it extends down and grabs East St. Louis. Why? Because East St. Louis is mostly black and a Democrat stronghold. So between the two ends of this ridiculous, you know, serpentine district, they're able to cobble together a Democrat majority in what, if anybody were drawing a reasonable map, would be a third Republican district down there. Instead, only two of the three of central and southern Illinois are Republican. So, you know, spare me the indignation and the righteousness from people like J.B. Pritzker, who forces thousands and thousands of people like me to leave his state, by the way, when he pretends that he's done something magnanimous and ethical, because the map, and by the way, it's just as bad if you micro in on the Chicago area. Some of the districts that are drawn there are ludicrous. Some of them spread from the Chicago lakefront, from some of the most urban parts of America, highly, highly dense, concentrated urban areas, all the way northwest, all the way southwest to the cornfields, which lie beyond the Chicago suburbs. And it makes no sense to draw a district that way. They're sort of similarly, you know, thin and long. So, look, the Democrats have been perfecting this game for a very long time. And the Republicans in the states that we control just simply haven't been nearly as gangster, haven't been as effective. And it's time for us to meet fire with fire, and particularly Texas and Florida, two states where Republicans have overwhelming control that frankly didn't draw really aggressive maps. My state of Tennessee did, by the way. Tennessee went from 7-2 Republican to 8-1 because they broke up Nashville effectively, which is a blue stronghold, but they did what the Democrats did in Illinois. They broke Nashville up essentially into three parts, connected them to Republican constituencies, and guess what? There's no blue representative, there's no Dem representative from Nashville. There's only one in the state of Tennessee from Memphis, which is solidly not too far from you guys, which is solidly Democrat, but they turned it 8-1. And these are the rules of the game. And by the way, I don't think those should be the rules. There's a lot of ways that we could draw maps where they're not gerrymandered at all, where you could literally have software do it in a sensible, smart way. I'd be all for that, just taking this whole game away from legislatures. But the reality is right now, this is the law. These are the rules. And when the Democrats, you know, show up to the fight, and they come to the fight armed with a rusty shiv ready to put it in our bellies, and we show up and say, we're going to play by Marcus of Kingsbury rules, and we're going to box you like gentlemen. No, that doesn't work. And thankfully, Republicans are waking up and saying, you know what, we've got to engage in some of these same practices as well in the states where we have earned control. That's the other thing. Look, we earned control just as Pritzker, okay, even though I can't stand him, he earned control of Illinois. He earned the right to manipulate the rules this way. It's legal what he's doing. It's scummy, but it's legal. Texas, Florida, some other states, Ohio, I think you've got to do the same and give us a fighting chance to maintain and hopefully even grow the House majority.
Steve, you're preaching the choir here, because I actually live in that little snake district in Illinois. And yeah, it drives me crazy. But at the same time, I have to say, but these are the rules. And Illinois is playing by them at 100%. They've maxed it out. Right. They're going all the way. And now when I see people complaining that Texas might do the same thing, Florida might, Ohio, maybe Missouri. I'd love if Missouri did. I mean, we're in Missouri talking about it right now. But right. Texas, it looks like they're the ones that are on the precipice. Do you think that they're actually going to get out of the talk phase and get to the, yeah, we're doing it phase?
No, I do. I think they will. And I think Florida will as well. Ron DeSantis is in favor of it. His legislature's not as enthusiastic as the Texas one. So if I had to bet, I'd bet more on Texas. I'd bet a little less on Florida, but I would bet on both of them. I think the odds right now, if you were to make a betting market, are that both of them will do it. I'm not as confident on Missouri and Ohio, but they should. I think it's already kind of done the Illinois routine on the red side. They've squeezed everything they can. So I don't know that there are other states, but those two alone, Florida and Texas, are of course so populous and generally so red that it's possible we pick up 5 to 10 seats just from redistricting. And by the way, we have a legitimate reason outside of partisan politics to do this. There's been such mass movement since the census. The census was taken in 2020 during the panic. There were all kinds of problems with the census, even as it was recorded. But even if you take the census recording as accurate, which, I don't, but if you were to accept it, even since then, 2021 was a year of massive movement around the country. People like me left Illinois. People poured into Tennessee and Texas and Florida, poured out of Massachusetts, New York, California, Illinois. And so we know that the populations have shifted significantly since then. As a matter of fact, I would go even a step further and say we need a new national census, which a lot of folks don't realize we could do. You have to do it every 10 years, but you are permitted to do it more often than that. I really would advocate for that, but that's a bigger lift. It's not such a big lift to get these states to act now. And remember, too, this isn't just about the midterms. It's also obviously about the presidential race, that matters tremendously, because once we do get a national recount, whether that's soon or in 2030, that will, of course, matter, too. And we know there's going to be beneficial shifts, our way coming then. But in the near term, when we have a very small House majority, again, the Democrats have already done this. And when they threaten, oh, hey, we're going to do it, too, go ahead. See if you can draw a more Democrat map in Illinois. You won't be able to. You were too good. And I'll give them almost, a backhanded clap or, backhanded compliment. you did such a good job that, again, there's no juice to squeeze out of that. If anything, you might screw it up a little bit, and maybe you tip a district our way if you try to mess with what you've already done, because it worked so well for the Democrats. I mean, look, Democrats are evil, but they're not dumb. They drew a heck of a map in Illinois, and they, again, they were gangster about it, and we need to get that way. And it's important for our country. And, again, bigger picture, folks out there saying, well, you sound kind of crass and cynical. I would love it if we had different rules. And there's a lot of good proposals out there, a lot of, you know, sort of academic proposals of, hey, this is how we should draw districts. I'm all for those sensible reforms if we can ever get there. But we're a long, long way from that. And under the current rules, the Democrats are playing the game, you know, like they are pros, and we're playing the game like we're a high school team right now, even a high school JV team in some of these states. All right, it's time to up our game. Let's match those pros. Let's go eye to eye with them. Let's use their tactics in terms of districting. And again, too, outside of the politics, we also have a very good justification for doing this, because even within states, there was a lot of movements. The great sorting, you know, really mattered. But certainly between states, you know, for example, my own district, I bet you in Tennessee, so many people have moved in. It's probably too big now for one representative. You know what I mean? It's like probably some of our districts should move and people into other districts that are a bit more rural. Well, that's the case in many parts of America. And so it makes sense from a logic standpoint. It's allowed legally. The Dems have done it everywhere. We have a very thin majority that we must maintain. You know, remember this, if it becomes a speaker, Hakeem Jeffries, if he gets that gavel, he's going to impeach Donald Trump. And you might say, well, he has no reason to. He doesn't need a reason. Okay, the reason will be they hate Trump. He'll do it again. It'll be a third sham impeachment. And we don't want to be tied up with that nonsense as a country for the last 2 years of Trump's term. Instead, let's make sure the Republicans at least maintain their majority, if not grow their majority. And this would be a big part. This reform would be a big part of getting there.
Steve Cortez, Fox News contributor and former Trump campaign operative with us. And you mentioned Florida. Ron DeSantis, in the last 24 hours, has said that he would like to see a national census before 2030. So I don't know whether that's outside the realm of possibility, but seeing these states do this, It's exactly like you're saying. It's like watching Republicans catch up to the game. They've been out of it for so long. They're going, oh, wait, we can actually play, you know, we can do this too. I didn't even realize that, but they're doing it mid-decade. Is that something that has ever been done before? Is that the new part of this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know for certain. It certainly has not been done in recent history. That I know. I don't know if it's ever been done. Yeah, it's a good question. I'll have to give me some homework to do now. But also, you know, regarding the national census, the other reason to do a national census is not just because of the COVID pandemic that made it, I think, almost impossible to get a national count, but it's also that we counted illegals then. And look, this is a highly contested issue, clearly, of, you know, whether or not we should count illegals, because the Constitution does say count persons, right? It didn't say citizens. Now, I think it's clear that it was assumed that they meant legal citizens, or at least legal residents of the United States, the founding fathers. But the point is, we can have that debate, and I think we should. But in 2020, all the illegals were counted, all of them. And in states like California, that really, really matters. It matters a lot in Illinois, for that matter, with all the illegals that are poured into the state of Illinois. So I would advocate not only a new national census, but that we do it without counting illegals. It'll be tested in court for sure. I think it would quickly go to the Supreme Court. But let's have that argument. Let's make that fight of why should illegals count. And if we win and we do another census and we don't count the illegals, California is going to lose several seats at least. And that would be huge for you know, reapportionment, as you know, we're talking about. You do that in combination with redistricting in these states, and now all of a sudden you're talking about, even if sort of nothing changes politically, we're just roughly where we are right now in terms of partisan breakdown. I mean, you could be looking at the Republicans winning 20 seats, something like that. So but for reasons of principle, because I don't think we should be counting illegals, as well as political advantage, I think, yes, absolutely to state redistricting. I think that's a relatively easy lift. And then let's also be serious about national census, about doing another one. And again, Constitution does not preclude that. You have to do it every 10 years. It does not say you can't do it more frequently. And we have good reasons to do it again.
Well, Steve Cortez, always, always love when you're on the Annie Fry Show. I know Annie does too. She's got laryngitis right now, so she's out for the day. But come back soon. Really, we'd love to have you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm really excited to be in your city this weekend.
Yeah. Maybe we'll run into each other at the grocery store, too.
That's right.
All right, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Steve Cortez, Fox News contributor, former Trump campaign operative. You know, if we had more time, there's one more thing that I pulled up here that I was going to mention. I follow, of course, I'm a polls guy. I follow one of the top pollsters for Smart is it Smartmatic or is that the voting machine? It's something Smartmatic smart
the
something.
The voting machine.
But it's the top poll that NBC had used for years. I'd have to look up the name of it. I probably could real quick here. And he is a lefty. I mean, he's a hard lefty. And he said this yesterday in light of the possibility that that Texas might actually redraw its districts, which I really am on record saying I didn't think they'd do it. They still haven't done it, but they're getting closer. He says, so in a state where Trump won 56% of the vote, the GOP is ramming through a map that would give them just under 80% of the U.S. House seats. They are terrified of facing the wrath of the electorate, so they are doing everything they can to blunt it. Here's the problem with the logic of saying, well, if 56% of the state is Republican, then only 56% of the seats should be Republican. It's because states like Illinois get brought up a lot. But here's the crazy one that doesn't get brought up very often. Maryland. Do you know the percentage of voters in Maryland that voted for Trump? It was around 35 to 40%. It's a blue state for sure.
Yeah.
Do you know the percentage of House seats that are Republican? Of those, you know, 40% should then, by his logic, 40% of the seats in Maryland should be held by GOP.
I bet you it's like 3%.
It's 0%.
No Republicans.
They have gerrymandered Republicans completely out of any House seats in Maryland. So it is so, and this is what drives me crazy is the hypocrisy. It's so disingenuous, especially for somebody who knows this topic. If you don't really know it, and you're like, I can't believe they're going to do that. I'm mad because they're going to add Republican seats. Well, somebody comes back and says, what about Illinois? What about Maryland? By your own argument, it doesn't make any sense that you should be not attacking states like that. So it just bothers me when people who should know, and definitely do know better, cherry pick these little things to benefit their side instead of saying it like it is.
Did you see the map that Gavin Newsom posted? He said these are all the gerrymandered states, and one of them was West Virginia. Do you know how many congressional districts West Virginia has?
Is it two?
Two.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I did see that map to answer your question.
Yes.
And I clicked on that map and there was no source.
No.
It was like a map that somebody took online and just colored in with paint and said, these are the states that I think are bad. There was nothing. There was no type on it, no tiny type. It didn't have a link. It really did look like Gavin Newsom went into Microsoft Paint and just made up a map that he decided he thought was bad. I people were criticizing him like, ooh, neat, you have the color green, because that's what he colored in these random states with. Again, this is a topic that I think is very, very important. It'll affect the balance of power. And Texas is being, bold right
yes,
now.
Yes, and there are some famous congressional people that'll lose their seat, Al Green being one of them.
Yes. Texas, Florida, Ohio. Man, Missouri. Missouri, are you listening? You need to get on board here. This is really the only fair way to do it.
They would do it to you.
Yes, they would. They
would
have done it to you.
100% do it to you.
They have done it to you. This is the only fair way, is that everybody maxes out the current system, because if only some people are, then it's imbalanced. Lo and behold. All right, stick around. We got Irfan's Blurts coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.